Welcome to the City Gospel Movements podcast, where our goal is to help celebrate and accelerate gospel movements around the world by interviewing leaders and hearing their stories. I'm Daryl Crouch, and today we have with us again Doc Feuder. Doc is the leader of a city movement in Chicago, Illinois called Pray Chicago. So listen in to this second part of a two-part interview with Doc Feuder.
Can we talk just for a moment about some of the practical aspects of this? You've mentioned the prayer guide a few times, yeah. And I noticed on your website, and listeners can go to praychicago.us right. to see information and see what you're doing. But yeah. you mentioned the prayer guide, because some of us may want a similar kind of guide yeah. for our cities. What were some practical things that you did to compile that, or some advice yeah. you would have for us if we're right. trying to put that together?
No, I would love that. It's been my heart cry that God would use that little booklet to spur interest on. And I have had some inquiries from several other cities. Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, Daryl, it took me almost all of the summer of 2013 to do it. Yeah. And again, I mentioned some of the ministry busyness. A number of us juggle several ministry roles. But here's, I think, what fast-tracked it, even in just a few short months to do it, was friendships, relationships. So the years teaching at Moody, I oversaw our internship program, which had students placed in scores of ministry throughout Chicago. So in most all of the neighborhoods over those years, I was aware of a church or a ministry or a colleague, a comrade that was involved in ministry in those communities. And so simply started the process. Again, the grid that most cities have to some degree is neighborhood or regionally based, simply the map of your community. How is it broken down? Now, our city too has 16 regions, 77 neighborhoods. So most cities in America would have somewhat of a similar grid. And in each of those regions or neighborhoods, we identified a key church or parachurch ministry or an individual who had been in the neighborhood enough to where that person could help us with some specific prayer points for that community. So if people do get a chance to get the guide, they'll notice there's four or five prayer points mm-hmm. per neighborhood that are very specific to that neighborhood. The easiest part of this is the demographics. You can simply pull that information. In our case, Encyclopedia Chicago, Wikipedia, mm-hmm. we could get descriptions of all 77 neighborhoods, some of the demographic stuff, some of the backstory, our city, you know, well over 100 years old, etc. That part didn't take a lot of time. The heavy lift was to write specific prayer points for each of those neighborhoods. So that's where the ministry of pestering busy people began to take shape in my life, whether it be FaceTime like this, whether it be texting, voicemailing, meeting with guys. I'm like, hey, brother, sister, could you help us with identifying three or four significant prayer points for people that may not know much about your neighborhood to really lean in and pray for it? Now, here's the biblical framework that we use, and it's in the prayer guide. It's in the introduction. Psalm 122, verses 6 through 8, identifies five categories, if you will, of prayer that we use to build our prayer points around. So I'm literally pulling the booklet now in front of me here and looking on the very bottom of the intro. Psalm 122, verses 6 through 8, and the five spokes of the prayer wheel: spiritual vitality, economic health, physical safety, political justice, and social relationships. Again, for our listeners, Psalm 122, verses 6 through 8, spiritual economic, verse 6, physical political, verse 7, social relationships, verse 8. So we use that as a grid to feed our prayer points into those spokes of a prayer wheel. Honestly, Daryl, that was the heavy lift. And I started with the neighborhoods that were most familiar to a lot of us. Some of us knew neighborhoods enough to know how to pray. But when you get into the weeds of some of these neighborhoods, there were many that I didn't even know ministry practitioners in those neighborhoods and didn't know how to pray. So that took work to identify those that could multitask, write prayer points for several different communities. Yeah. And then honestly too, brother, I didn't even know if people would read this thing. You know, even Moody Press, I thought, was really? I mean, a prayer guide for Chicago, you know, what if? And so it was somewhat of a faith, like, you know what? We believe that this is going to be a valuable tool. So it took time. I had a few of my other former Moody students that helped me. It wasn't just me alone. Two gals worked specifically on the stuff that was more the demographics and the learn section. Mm-hmm. A lot of the prayer points I wrote myself with the help of many colleagues in the city, whiteboard, that I would just neighborhood by neighborhood. Yeah. wrap it up. We'd get it more or less into a basic draft and flew it by Moody Publishers. And once that thing was published and then available for prayer, I don't even know how many thousands of these copies have been all gone all over the place. It's quite amazing.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. What a great resource. Yeah, what a great gift to the church.
It's the framework of what we're doing.
Yeah, so wonderful. Well, I want to spend just a moment then. Also, you've mentioned that you're kind of being the answers to your prayers by serving your community. When was it that you moved from prayer and gathering for prayer to initiatives such as this summer, the Jesus Summer, 40 Days of Service? How did you make that transition, and when did you know you should, and how did those things work together?
It's just beginning, by the way. This summer of service, if you will, is the first that we're doing. And I think, if not on the website, I think it is. There's also a brochure that has seasonal rhythms that we've put together that capture a lot of what we're doing. So we put together a thing that has postures and practices, seasonal rhythms, of which United Prayer. This is a picture of a wheel in the winter where we call, rally the body of Christ to thousands coming together in prayer. Now this season, and our last one was just in January, this season of training, we have monthly Saturday morning training endeavors for creative things like prayer corners, adopt-a-block strategy, peace campaign, prayer altars, gospel conversation, practical engagement, and then the summer will obviously be seasons of just, you know, rallying hundreds of people in churches across Chicago to be involved in those kind of things, culminated in a large praise and celebration rally. So we want to celebrate what God has been doing in gospel conversations all summer long and simply come together in worship and story. There will be a number of our colleagues that are going to film this entire thing. Some are even, you might appreciate this, they're toying with the idea of a documentary, a two-hour thing that will chronicle the way prayer and service is beginning to recalibrate the city of Chicago. And then the fall is a time to refuel and recharge. Now, I'll say this too, Daryl. We sensed, I'd say within the last year, after 4 years of deeply praying into the needs of our city, that as friendships have gone deep with local pastor leaders in a lot of the more marginalized communities, they're like, Doc, we get the prayer thing, but look out the window. I mean, look at this neighborhood, man. And so there is the need for a greater holistic response. Also on this brochure I was highlighting is a ministry that a lot of us have formed in this past year called Together Chicago, under which now Chicagoland United in Prayer is the prayer spoke of a ministry wheel that includes violence reduction, community development, educational initiatives, and church mobilization. It's a more holistic response that enables us to say the main thing is prayer. We are going to keep on our knees storming the gates of heaven, but we are going to, in a sense, be the answer to much of what we're asking for with God's favor and His direction to respond to the needs in our city. And so all that has been, I would say, in this past year, Daryl, of beginning to sense, is there something that God is doing with greater holism? Friendships are forming. Prayers are going out. They're scaling widely throughout Chicagoland. Now is it time for us to hear the heart cries, not only but often, of a lot of our marginalized communities, and to begin then to respond in, because at the end of the day, we pray for the world to know. We you know, Jesus said, pray that we would be one that the world would know, not that we would just have nice prayer meetings. Right. So the ultimate goal is that the world may know. We just celebrated the homegoing of Dr. Billy Graham with tears as we watched that live stream and memorial. And our hearts long for that good old fashioned, for the church to be the church engaged in gospel conversations to make disciples throughout our city, throughout our nation. Prayer is the conduit. It softens the soil and enables us to do that going forward. Now, having said that, I've had a number of people say, Doc, stay in your lane, you know, keep us praying and don't lose sight of the main thing kind of thing. And I hear that. And it honestly, Gerald, it keeps me up at night, because none of this is meant in any way to minimize the ultimate priority of what is prayer, but it's meant to complement it, to deepen it, to understand that we ultimately gather to pray. You know, Jesus prayed the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Jesus's call to prayer was for the harvest as well, not just for a prayer meeting. But it's all been in recent months. This morning, before we're taping this now in the afternoon, we had several dozen people together in monthly core team planning to begin to shape what this thing looks like. It is so much a work in progress, Daryl. Wow. I mean, it is organic and fluid, and it's the journey that we're celebrating, and it's friendships, and it's beautiful. And yet, what this summer looks like, we're not fully sure. And honestly, it isn't just about this summer. We're asking God, 10 years, 20 years from now, what if the church, the body of Christ in Chicago, could change the DNA of this city? And I'll be 80 years old, but I'm 60 now. 20 years from now, I'll be 80. I'm like, wow, God, I want to live that. I would love to see a day when our city is not known as a place of deep racial brokenness, violence, but a place that is breathtaking in the way that the church has been involved in recalibrating the city for the greater glory of God, for the fame of his name. That's a lot of what's driving us. And so that's what we're aiming toward. We give a lot of room for, certainly for people to speak into that, pause and say, God, don't let us run ahead, but don't let us lag behind what you're up to. And so I think that's been part of the journey to scale Praise Chicago to Chicagoland United in prayer.
That's so good. And we'll join you in that. And I think to see that Jesus's prayer that his kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven, that Chicago would know a piece of heaven and a piece of his, that shalom that we long for. It's just wonderful. Well, before we kind of close this thing out, as listeners are longing for this kind of movement in their city, what just a final word of encouragement could you give to them?
Well, I would say it's always too soon to quit. Don't be weary in well-doing, because it's a labor of love to stir citywide prayer, anything, service. Once you begin to commit, and it's a great adventure, building relationships more deeply, you begin to realize the joyful messiness that is with personalities, with schedules. And sometimes we feel like we're going to stay in our little silos, because it's just too messy. It's too complicated to begin to cross racial, socioeconomic, ethnic, denominational lines. But again, I think when you begin to see unique distinctives of when God is beginning to really stir, do a greater work, he gives capacity to cross a lot of those. Barriers are too strong, but boundaries could be something. So understand ultimately that it is a labor of love, but see the joy in the journey. I've come to realize this in the last couple of years, that it's not even so much the destination, but it's the journey together, because God knows ultimately and is steering our ship. Yeah. And yet it's the way that we do this together, the unity, the friendships, the collaboration, the partnership, that part of it, see the sweetness in that. Oh, it's messy. There's times I just find myself laughing because it is all over the map. So many ideas, try this, do that, different personalities. God called me to speak to this and you got to do that. And you just catch your breath and say, man, we're quite the family, you know? But when we can really be brothers and sisters together to go forward and see this, can I say this too lovingly? And I think a lot of us do, with urgency. It's time for the body of Christ to really step into this. But we know this nationally in our nation, a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I think somehow God in his sovereignty has brought local leaders in Chicago to greater urgency. Maybe it was a lot of the violence.
Yeah.
Maybe certainly some of the national narrative. So see it as a labor of love. Don't quit, even when it gets messy. Understand some of the urgency about it. And then watch God show up, because he is. And that is the fun part. It's like, wow, God, this is amazing. You are giving us favor to do that.
Yeah.
So that's part of the learn. Much more that could be said about it, but those are some things initially, I would say.
Doc Feuder, thank you so much for just investing in the podcast today. The City Gospel Movements podcast is really devoted to accelerating and celebrating what God's doing all around the world, and particularly in cities like yours. And so we're grateful for not only your time with us today, but grateful for the labor of love, as you've called it, that you've been doing in Chicago.
My pleasure, Daryl.
God bless you. We hope to catch you real soon there.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.